What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Let's talk about the power of no. I was listening to a truck driver who is at a day cab company on YouTube, Misfit Trucker. And she was going through a lot of problems that a lot of people go through when they start trying to do day cab. I am TruckDriver101.com, been in the industry 10 years. And I have a book. It's on TruckDriverBooks.com for you new drivers or drivers looking for a local job. And the book will help you a lot. All right, let's get down to business. So one of the biggest problems that you may find with a lot of guys, a lot of local companies is they like to play a lot of games. They love to use the leverage of, I've got you by the balls because you want to get home. This is why in the local end game, you got to have a backup company. It's not an option out here. You got to have a backup company. You got to have a company where you send a message that you will respect me or I will leave. Now, you don't want to curse. That's the first rule of this, how to say no to these people and make them give you what they promised. You don't want to curse because the minute you curse, you lose. All right. If you are seen as an absolute person who has no bullshit and will not tolerate no bullshit, it's a lot harder to deal with you. If you curse, people will constantly fuck with you because they think they can fuck with you because you curse. Cursing is a sign of ignorance. Much as I do it, it is still true. Right. You know, man curses because he lacks the words to express himself. That is very true. So you need to express yourself very bluntly and very honestly and very straightforward. So when you get hired, don't curse when you have a situation, but talk to them about what's expected of you, especially if you hired part time or for some special reason. Talk to them about it. Explain it to your dispatcher. Explain it to everybody and have a company in your back pocket. Two. When you talk to them, you want to make sure everything is explained bluntly, what you will and will not do. And when I say what you will and will not do, there is no compromise. There are no favors. You are not a buddy. I know buddy life seems great, but once you start down the path of manipulation and favors, it don't stop. And in fact, sometimes they will give your loads to a no-nonsense driver because you're my buddy. And I can fuck over my buddy. Because always remember, if a friend shows up and says, you know, I'm a carpenter and I can fix your steps. Good buddy. I came over for a beer, but your steps are messed up. Let me fix them for you. When he quotes you a price, you expect a hookup, don't you? Because he's your buddy. He's your buddy. You expect a hookup. But ultimately, the labor is the same, right? The work is the same. Why the fuck should he give you a hookup? You need your steps fixed. Why shouldn't he quote you a fair price? See how we think? So you got to remember that when you do favors, people think the same way. Last one. When they violate, because they will violate, they will test the waters. Do not curse. Right. Don't lose your mind. Recover the conversations that you had before in the first and the second thing I told you to do. And explain to them what you will not do and no nonsense. And if they do not like that, they threaten to fire you, you are gone. Walk right out the door. Finish your load for the day. Believe their ass. Don't. And make sure. Oh, and the new thing, because I talked about in the last one, every driver that I am in every video, I'm going to start saying this. Keep your paper logs. If your Qualcomm goes down and you have paper logs, keep your paper logs until you die. Until the day you rot in the fucking ground. No shit. Because as I said in my last video, the FMCSA is coming back after drivers after 2 years. So there are lots and lots and lots and lots of drivers out there suffering because they didn't keep their files. And that includes company drivers. Normally, that wouldn't be the situation with a company driver. But since the FMCSA is lowering civil penalties and you're about to piss somebody off, just in case to cover your back, always keep your records. And I'm talking about keeping originals. Make sure you give the log department a copy or you make yourself another original. But you do not give them the original. The reason I say that is because if they lose your original, all you got is a copy. And ultimately, it falls down on you. When it comes to logs in the FMCSA, you're basically an owner operator. But anyway, back to where we're saying. That's how you say no. You, one, you don't curse. Two, you know what exactly is expected of you, and you explain what you expect of them. Three, you don't bend, budge, or play games. Right. And if they fucking piss you off, you bounce. And that's how you say no, the proper way, without drama, without bullshit. And cursing, I know I may do it in this podcast, is a dangerous thing because it leads to a doubt of your conviction. And you want to know why? Because how many times have you said, "I'll kill that motherfucker," and didn't mean it? How many times have you gotten upset and threw something down and yelled and screamed, but still did what you didn't want to do? People respect words that said with conviction and that you don't budge on better than they respect drama. There's a reason women have a problem often getting paid, because they get dramatic and don't focus on the money. There are women right now listening to this, I guarantee you, who say, "I don't know why I can't get a raise." And then you go to the company and you tell everybody your business, and you tell everybody you love this job, and you tell everybody you'd never quit, and you tell everybody this job's like your family, and then you wonder why your boss won't give you a raise. That shit works in the feminist world, but telling people that your career is your husband, right, ends up fucking you in this world, in any world, really. Because why would I give you a raise? You love this job. My goal as an employer is to make as much money as possible without spending all of it. Your job as an employee is to get money out of me. And if you come in and say, "I love this job so much, I'm glad to take it up the ass because you're like my family." When have you, as I said before, when have you ever expected to pay full price when it comes to family? If I came, like I said, if somebody comes over your house and that family to fix something, do you expect to pay full price? And you know, cursing and things like that, that creates familiarity. People start thinking, "I can play you." All right. Don't do that. Be serious. Be firm. Get a lawyer. Keep your logs to the day you die. And say no when it is appropriate. Because ultimately, either you're going to set the rules and you're going to enforce what you both agreed on when you were hired, or they're going to set the rules and they're going to violate everything and every agreement and everything they agreed to. They're going to violate all of it, because that's not really their goal, to keep their word. Their goal is to fuck you over. You remember, because these companies nowadays, they're designed for turnover rate. They're designed for it. So they don't even expect to keep a driver. You know, it's sad when you see companies like that, because they can make so much more with experienced drivers, or drivers that they had to put all this training in that they just treat like crap. But, you know, that's the way the industry is today. Anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. Hopefully you heard me on that one. I will see you next time.